we could just stress also this word all, because one of the things that I was thinking about with this portion is the fact that all of the people gathered. There wasn't one person that was able to attend that wasn't there. The scripture says all of the people gathered. And again, the purpose of these few days are that we would take the things that were written aforetime for our learning and apply them unto today and see how do we apply these things. When the scripture says that all the people gathered to come under the sound of the word and to hear what God had to say to them, how do I apply that to my life today? What circumstances or what opportunities are there for me to say that there's something happening where I can come under the sound of the word of God as one body, as one collective body of Christ to come under the sound of the word? And, you know, am I making myself available to those opportunities? Again, there wasn't one person here that was able to attend that wasn't there. They were all there. Every single one. Everyone was accounted for that was able to come. And so the challenge for me is, am I always there? When the word of God is open and the people are gathering together, they're in their right position. They're believers. We're coming together as one man, as one body of Christ to hear what the Spirit of God would have to say to the assembly so that it would have an impression on my soul, so that I would examine my life, so that I would be able to see the things that I fall short in, so that I could be able to correct those things. Am I making myself available of those opportunities? When we have local meetings, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, wherever you come from, I'm sure there's probably a midweek meeting. Am I making myself available to that meeting? Am I there to come and hear what the Spirit of God would have to say, not to the person next to me, but to me? He has a message for me, as he did for these people.
That's not only the gathering as one. They gathered as one for the purpose of hearing it, because Ezra didn't stand up and say, I'm going to read this to you. Mm. They asked for him to read it to them. Mm. And I think that's the key. This unity came from the common desire to hear what God would have to teach for them. And they asked for it. God wasn't going to impose his word on them. God wasn't going to say, okay, this is my law and you all... You have to want it. Mm. You have to want it. If you don't want to be there on Tuesday night, you're not going to be there. If you don't want to be there, what's the point of showing up? If you don't want to be here, what's the point of being here? What we have in common with the people here is that the desire to take something from the Word of God. We recognize its authority. We recognize our need for its authority. And we want to take something from it. So it's gathering together with a common desire to take something from it. We might not know what it is. We might not even be able to understand it, but we want to hear something. And when we want something from the Lord, not only is he going to provide the one who's going to read it, he's going to provide the ones who are going to explain it to us. Everything was provided for them, but first they had to want it. They had to desire it, and God provided.
So this brings out then the very important point of godly order. How often is it that I seek in my life the desires of the natural man? Mm. And I have an aspiration for one thing or for another. And I often can find or will find that my prayer life, my spiritual life is maybe weak. And then I wonder why it is that it seems that I don't find that the Lord is guiding me, or that I don't have a clear word, or I don't have a clear understanding, or I don't have even a clear conscience in moving in a certain direction. How come? Because the order is out of place. And here, when we're starting in this fresh community, and we have an order that is given to us that is proper, it's a godly order. There is the desire by everybody that is united together as one man, as has been given expression to, as one body of believers, and now to come under the sound of the word. And this is where it begins. It isn't to come now with an agenda that I have of my own that I bring to the table, and now seek to find for myself something. But there is now the agenda isn't mine. it's God's agenda. What is it that he has to say to me? And am I ready to listen and hear? And that together, as one, we stop. Now put everything aside. It is, put it in its place and give God his place. Then, when the word is opened, there can be result. There will be. There not just can be. There will be a result that will happen.
But why do we think that they wanted to have the book of the law read?
Tony, and I wonder if they recognized that something was missing in their life, that something that they once had a long time ago that they held very precious and very dear was missing. There was a gap, and they said, bring it, because we're told as newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that we might grow thereby. I think they realized that there was a gap in their life, and I wonder, do we find that in our lives, that the book is not just sitting on the shelf there, just collecting dust, but that I'm picking it up and that I'm reading it and that I have a desire and a hunger for it. I believe they had a hunger to hear what God would have to say, because they recognized that there was a period of time in their life where they did not have that. And they some of them may have missed it. Some of them may have remembered it. Maybe the word of God was a little bit available in Babylon. We don't really know how much. But they were not in the right position where they could really appreciate what God had to say. Now they're in the right position, and they call for it because they desire the pure milk of the word. So that might be one part of it.
Well, it didn't start. These people didn't start with hearing the word. They started with seeing the wonderful work that was done, the building of the temple, the rebuilding of the wall, God's provision. The work of the Lord in the hearts of these people didn't just begin with, okay, I'm going to take the Bible and God's going to work in my life. God works, and then the desire comes for what God really has. So you get saved first, and then you desire what's here. And I think that's, you could look at what happens in Ezra and earlier chapters, Nehemiah, and you see the amazing feat of these people getting permission to come out of Babylon to repopulate an enemy city, getting permission to build a temple, a place of worship in a world that's run by idolaters, getting permission to build a defensive wall around their city. These are amazing things, especially in the world back then. They were being allowed to rebuild the city that had been conquered. And so they're seeing the work of God, not only in this great, we could call it another exodus from Babylon, but also when the enemies come, God provides. There's strength there. There's just an amazing unity in the work that was done. So now, after this great work is done, after these great things have happened, they're seeing who God is in just some small way. And so now that they know the power of God, how can I take that? Now, what does God want from me? I know who God is now in some small way. I want to know more. So I think it's the natural desire, once you see the power of God, to say, I want to know what else God has for me.